USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will be in Kyiv on Sunday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky making the announcement at a news conference Saturday and saying he didn't think it was a secret. The White House has declined to comment on the announcement. Former President Donald Trump is continuing his rallies, and while speaking at a rally in Delaware, Ohio, the former president had sharp criticism for the Defund the Police movement.
Help is on the way. The reign of defund the police Democrats ends this November, and even more so, it's going to end in November of 2024.
The former president in Ohio Saturday to stump for U.S. Senate candidate J.D. Vance and a slate of contenders he's backing in local congressional races. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Amazon workers are continuing to give the thumbs up to unionizing.
Following an unprecedented victory, labor organizers hope to unionize another Amazon facility in New York, this time a sorting facility in Staten Island known as LDJ5. The Amazon Labor Union won a labor vote across the street at a warehouse known as JFK 8. Voting will begin on Monday. The online retail giant has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in fighting unionization efforts. It has filed objections to the voting results from earlier this month, accusing the National Labor Relations Board of involving itself in the vote and the union of engaging in illegal activity. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Gas prices are remaining steady this weekend. AAA reporting Saturday's nationwide cost for a gallon of regular gasoline was $4.12. That's 5 cents higher than gas was a week ago. And last year at this time, the average price was $2.88. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The world's first all-private crew to the International Space Station will be heading back to Earth tonight. The mission from the private company Axiom Space was supposed to undock Saturday from the ISS, but the plan was delayed because of high winds at the splashdown site off the Florida coast. The four men, including a former NASA astronaut and three paying passengers, will instead leave the ISS tonight at around 9 o'clock Eastern for a splashdown Monday afternoon. As lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, Republicans are continuing to call for the investigation into the president's son.
More evidence from the Hunter Biden laptop reveals President Biden knew all about Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. Republican Senator Ron Johnson with the Foreign Relations Committee on Fox Business.
We have multiple photographs of President Biden, back then Vice President Biden, with Hunter Biden's business associates.
Hunter Biden's closest business partner, Eric Chevrin, made at least 19 visits to the White House and official locations between 2009 and 2015, including a sit-down with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing. White House sign-in logs confirmed the meetings. The White House continues to make the claim of ignorance. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain on ABC News.
These are actions by Hunter and his brother. They're private matters. They don't involve the president, and they certainly are something that no one at the White House is involved in.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.